Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Uewa Frazier, and today I have a special guest with me. She is an author. Her name is Faith Simone. Faith Simone is a poet, playwright, and novelist. She is also an active blogger, sharing her personal thoughts, book reviews, and tips for writers on her website, faithsimone.com. Simone is passionate about using her gift of writing as a tool to help promote humanity, understanding, and compassion. Her website is faithsimone.com. You can find her on Facebook at author Faith Simone and also via Twitter at faithsimone.com. 2011. Let's pick up with my guest right now. Hi, am I speaking with Faith?
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday afternoon in the summer. I know that you could be doing many other things, so I do appreciate your time today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me on. This is actually my very first radio interview, so I'm excited.
Oh, wow. If I had the clapping sound effect, I would, like, bring that out. That's awesome. Well, I think that you'll do just fine because you have a great presence as an author online. You definitely interact with a lot of readers and writers. I was really impressed to see that you have not just one, but you have two books. Is that right?
Yes, I actually, my initial book was an anthology with my writer's club, and it's called Voices from the Block. It's a collection of short stories and poems, so that was my very first venture into publishing. And then, of course, my second book is a solo project. It's a Christian fiction novel called When the Real Thing Comes Along, and I'm excited to be sharing that with readers this year in 2015.
Wonderful. And so is your new book, When the Real Thing Comes Along, is it out already?
Yes, it actually came out in February of this year, and I've been getting great feedback from readers. I'm so blessed and appreciative for all of the good reviews and feedback.
Congratulations. And that is an amazing, amazing accomplishment. And so, Faith, tell me about your, before we really get into your books, tell me about your background, how you came into the craft of writing, any of your studies or inspiration.
Well, I've always been a writer. Ever since I learned how to read, I've always written. I've always kept journals growing up. And I initially, as a young girl, I wanted to be a writer. But I allowed fear to hold me back from doing it. I felt as though writing wasn't something you could actually have as a career for whatever reason. I don't know why I felt that way. So I kind of ventured away from it and got involved in social services, which I still enjoy and which I still do. But it wasn't until recently, I would say about 5 years ago, when I connected with my writers group when I was living in Dallas, the Writers Block, Inc., that I really was surrounded and embraced by women who were pursuing their passion. They really encouraged me. They had so many good workshops related to writing that I started to get serious about it. And being a woman of faith, I am a Christian, I wanted to use my talent to also express my beliefs. So that's how I got involved into the Christian fiction genre. And When the Real Thing Comes Along, it's just a story that was in my heart. It's something that's personal to me because I've experienced heartbreak and disappointment and trying to rebound from that. So that was the basic inspiration for that book.
Okay. And did you say the writing workshops you attended were in Dallas, Texas?
Yes. I lived there for several years before I relocated to Memphis a couple of years ago. And I was exposed to so many good workshops, just basics on the craft of writing, point of view, things of that nature that you really need to be taught before you can write a good quality book.
That is so true. And would you say that you're someone who still, even through your current writing, you still look into writing tips, workshops, networking, or being on forums with other writers? Or,
yes.
You know, are you just, okay.
Most definitely. I don't think you ever stop learning. I have so much more to learn about the craft of writing. And when I relocated to Memphis, I still haven't connected to a writer's group in person. So that's why I'm so active online with connecting to other writers and pursuing other ventures so that I can keep learning. So being online, if you're in a remote area and you really can't connect with people in person, it is so good to join different writing groups and different writing forums. I follow a lot of different bloggers, and I follow people on Facebook, Twitter. There are so many people offering seminars and just free information if you're willing to put yourself out there to look for it.
That's wonderful. And I do want to let you know, Faith, Simone, and also our listeners, that I am tweeting live to share information and all the wonderful tips and background details that Faith Simone, as a published author, is giving us. Because I know that there are aspiring writers out there who may be listening mm-hmm. and really gleaning a lot of information for what you have to offer, and so I appreciate it.
Oh, good.
And again, I'm talking with author Faith Simone. She is the writer, debut novelist of When the Real Thing Comes Along. You can follow Faith Simone at Faith Simone 2011 on Twitter, and also follow this show at RVN Talk Radio on Twitter as we're live tweeting now. And so, Faith, now let's talk about the anthology that you're a part of. If you can tell us the title again and how you came to be a part of that project.
The title is Voices from the Block, A Legacy of African-American Literature. And it's a compilation that came about from my writers group that's based in Dallas, Texas, called Writers Block Incorporated. Excuse me. And it's basically, it's stories that touch the heart of African-American people. I think anyone would enjoy it, but our target audience was African-American women particularly. And it touches on a broad range of subjects, from mental illness to infertility to the latest tragedy that's affecting the African-American community, which is the brutal murdering of African-American boys and men. And there's also, I mean, that's a lot of the heavy stuff, but there's also a lot of comedy in it, a lot of good poetry, and it touches on romance and relationships. So it's a good, well-rounded book. If you're just looking for a good read, some good literature, I highly recommend it.
That's wonderful. And how now, in now segueing from the anthology, oh, by the way, did you do a number of events for the anthology or have feature readings and book signing?
We did. We had a book launch party in Dallas when it first released, and that was a lot of fun. We did poetry readings, and it was in a bar setting, which is a little different for a book release party. And they always have events. If you go to writersblockinc.org, you'll see where the founder, Ann Fields, she posts all kinds of events for writers in that area. They meet twice a month in person, and then they also have conference calls. I'm actually having a critique call with them tomorrow where you can submit your work up to 10 pages and you can have the other authors just tear it apart in a good way and give you all kinds of feedback. And that has been invaluable for me. Just, you know, don't be in your feelings.
I love that phrase. I love that phrase, tear it apart in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, the critique is very important, but oftentimes, mm-hmm. you know, writers, as Erykah Badu said, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my
uh-huh.
you know,
work.
So
that's right.
So, you know, we do have sensitivities, but at the same time, mm-hmm. I appreciate you sharing. It's definitely important to get the critique and the feedback you need on your work.
Yes. And I think you can go ahead and participate in the first session totally free. And if it's something that you're interested in, there's only, I think, a $40 membership for the entire year. And it's well worth the investment to me.
Wow, that's pretty reasonable, especially seeing, I mean, being a writer who came up through, you know, being aspiring and then getting published some years ago, coming, being around the industry in New York, you find that, you know, you'll pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, you know, maybe a one-day workshop with an editor, an agent, or a published author for like an hour or two, or maybe a few weeks, and you're still going to pay, you know, $300 to $500. So you saying that the membership is $40 for the whole year is pretty reasonable to, you know, a lot of people's budget.
And these women, they will tell you the truth. In love, it's not like they're bullying you, but they will tell you some things that you don't want to hear. But it really has made me a much better writer, I think.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. And so now, Faith, tell me about the journey to your becoming a debut novelist, writing fiction, which, you know, many people say, wow, it's amazing, because you do have to really sit and think about your characters and think about the whole story arc. And all of that, in addition to just wanting to turn out a really good piece of writing. So what was that journey to becoming a fiction writer and particularly inspirational Christian author?
Well, I think that for me, it starts with reading. I think that if you're an avid reader, you learn so much without even trying. You learn so much about story arcs and believable characters, relatable characters. You learn just basic things like grammar. You learn what keeps people turning pages. So for me, I've always been an avid reader. I still am. And I think that's where everyone should start. After that, I really have to say that my writing is honestly a God-given talent. I don't take any credit for it. I've only taken just a few legitimate college courses in creative writing. So it's not like I have this stellar background that makes me worthy of being published. It's just a God-given talent. It's something that I work very hard at as well. And for me, it's really just yielding to God and what He would have me to say, being authentic and doing it even if you're afraid. Because I think that so many aspiring writers are intimidated and they feel as though they don't have anything that's worthy of being read, or they don't have anything important to say. And I say, if you have a story in your heart and if you're alive and living, then you are worthy of being an author and you should pursue it. And the reason I became an inspirational author is because, first of all, that's one of my favorite genres to read. And secondly, since, like I said, it's a God-given talent, I have no choice but to follow God's leading in what I write. So that's why
that's
I do inspirational fiction. And I say it's edgy inspirational fiction because it's not the cookie-cutter fiction of a few years back. I do touch upon a lot of subjects that are, you know, typically taboo in Christian fiction, such as abortion, fornication, things that people they have struggled with but that they don't want to really talk about.
Okay, why do you include those topics with even the, with a chance that other Christian authors or Christian people in general could criticize you or say, well, that's not really Christian fiction if she's including, you know, worldly aspects. What do you, you know, say to that?
I feel as though I need to keep it real at all times. And I know that if I know Christian people that are struggling in this area or that have dealt with that in the past, I feel like it needs to be addressed. I serve a God of compassion and forgiveness and authenticity. He knows everything anyway, so we might as well talk about it. And it's not as though I'm doing erotica and calling it Christian fiction. It's just these are real-life issues that come up that need to be addressed by people of faith. It could be, you know, you could be raised in the church all your life and find yourself in a situation you never thought you'd be in. And I think that when I think about girls in those situations, and I think about young women, I want them to know that there's nothing that's so horrible that God can't bring you back from it. There's no shame that you can't bring to Him, that He can't restore you. And I think that that message is not preached often enough. And one of the main characters in my book, she really struggled a lot with guilt because of choices she made in the past and feeling like she wasn't worthy or feeling like she had to earn God's love. And His love is a gift, and it's always there for you. And I just feel like that message needs to be preached more than anything else, is that God is God's love and redemption.
Wow, that's powerful, Faith, and I appreciate you sharing that, especially for listeners that have an idea about Christian fiction, that it's all one way, it's all linear, it's either totally to this side or totally to the other side, because as you mentioned, regardless of, humans in general are dealing with, as you mentioned, a lot of real issues. And just because you're Christian does not mean certain things will not touch you or come to pass in your life, right?
And one of my favorite critical reviews is actually from a reader who said that she doesn't read Christian fiction because she doesn't like how it's often kind of preachy. And one thing she said about my book was that she loved how real it was and how the Christian element was there, but it wasn't overwhelming. And I think that's just how I am as a person. I've never been a person that wants to just go witness to people and say, well, let me tell you about Jesus. That's never been my style. I mean, God bless people that are like that, but I'm more of a person who believes in relationship and just loving people exactly where they are and letting your life speak for itself. And I think that that comes through even in my writing, is that people can be a Christian and still struggle in areas. People can be a Christian and still not be delivered from some things. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't love them. And that doesn't mean that you still can't be a light to someone else.
That is definitely a powerful and inspiring message, Faith. And I'd love to know, what are some of the things you're involved with right now in terms of your book? Are you speaking to groups, hosting events, doing readings in your area? What kind of efforts have you made in connecting with your readers?
Well, I'm totally new to the game, and I have such a fear of public speaking, but I am branching out. I'm involved in local book clubs here in Memphis. I have an event coming up with a men's book club, actually, in a couple of weeks, where they're going to be reading my book. Yeah, it's really funny.
I'm
like,
did you
when I wrote it, I never thought that men. Yeah, men. It's a men's book club here in Memphis. So I'm going to go to their meeting and get their feedback. It'll be interesting to have that perspective.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Say you never know. From talking with that group of men, you may find a whole different aspect, perspective, and for your next book.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that feedback. I'm like, that will be interesting, and I'm totally obsessed with Periscope now. I just got on it Friday, so I'm thinking about actually scoping about the meeting. So it'll be my first for a couple of things, making a Periscope video and actually being a part of the men's book club. And then for other efforts, I'll be attending the National Book Club Conference in Atlanta in a couple of weeks. I'll have an author table there, so I'm looking forward to meeting authors and connecting with some other amazing authors that I've been reading for years, so I'll get to meet them in person. I have several other events locally in here in Memphis, because one of my favorite authors, one thing she said, it was Rashonda Tate Billingsley. She said, she's awesome when it comes to mentoring other people through her social media.
And
all
she writes with Victoria Christopher Murray, right?
Yes. She does.
They're like very close friends. Yeah. Okay.
And she said, become well-known where you live first. Before you try to just travel all over the nation, spending your money and doing all of that, just become well-known locally. So I have a lot of local events I'm looking into. One of the things I've challenged myself to do before the end of the year is to become more comfortable sharing my spoken word poetry. So attending coffee houses and things like that are also on my agenda.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I totally encourage that. Poetry is just like a gift, and so many people are touched by it. And, you know, that with mm-hmm. your fiction, that's like a really explosive combination, don't you think?
I think so. If I can get it together, if I can get my swag up, like those spoken word people, you can tell me nothing.
Watch
so I'm
out,
on
Kate
it.
Simone is coming with her spoken word and her novels. So that's wonderful. And Faith, did you have an excerpt of your book that you wanted to read, or some other work in progress, just even if it's a minute or so?
I actually do have an excerpt from When the Real Thing Comes Along that I'd love to share. And just to set the scene for it, it's actually when the main character, Jocelyn, meets her ex at a restaurant. His name is Taylor. And it's the conversation they have after he's come back into her life, letting her know that he's interested in pursuing a relationship with her again. And so that's the scene. It's really short, but I'll go ahead and read it. And I'm going to try to change my voice up a couple of times for effect. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
There's some dialogue in it. So here goes. She struggled to absorb all that he told her. Why should I believe what you're saying? How do I know that you're not here because of your ego? He cringed. I understand your reasoning. If I were you, I'd think the same thing about me. I think that I was running another game on you, and if you had accepted my explanation without any reservations, you wouldn't have been the girl I remember and love. Her airway momentarily constricted. She took a shallow breath. Don't say that. You never loved me. Love doesn't behave the way you did. She had to believe that, had to believe that no man who ever loved her could hurt her so badly. You're right. Love is patient. Love is kind. It seeks not its own. It's not boastful. It does not envy. See, I didn't know what love truly was back then, but now I do. I know that love never fails. Her mouth dropped. This man across from her quoting scripture couldn't possibly be the same person who stepped all over her heart. He grinned. I see I've got you speechless. Jocelyn, this is no game. I'm for real. My love for you won't fail this time around. I have a boyfriend. She held her hand in her head, eyes, she held her head in her hands, eyes wide with shock. I have a boyfriend. She hadn't thought of Jason once since she sat down. And here was this good-looking man saying all the right things, the man who had her heart first, stirring up all kinds of feelings inside of her. He nonchalantly stated, we've met. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? I don't need this drama. She reached for her purse. Taylor, I'm ecstatic about your conversion. If you're sincere, I wish you the best in your walk with God. But as far as you and I go, we're history. I forgave you a long time ago, and I have moved on. I have a beautiful relationship with a man who is established and rooted in God. I'm not jeopardizing that because someone from my past shows up with a few poetic speeches. If you were ever in love at all, it was with a naive girl who didn't have sense enough to see you for what you really were, a jive-talking, immature little boy. I have grown up, and I suggest you do the same. She stood to leave, and he took her hand as she attempted to pass him. I won't pretend that hearing what you think about me doesn't hurt, but I have grown up. You're rejecting me based on my past, and that's fine. I've rejected it, too. But I need for you to give me the chance to show you that I've changed. She glared down at him. I don't owe you anything. You're right, you don't. But I owe you a lot. If you didn't see my flaws, it was because you were looking at my heart. You saw what I could be, and you loved me. He stood up, and his proximity to her made it difficult for her to breathe. When his lips touched her ear, she turned away. "I'm not going anywhere, Ja. I don't mind proving who I've become to you. And as far as your little boyfriend goes, you never said you loved him." He waited. She knew he was giving her time to confess her love for Jason now. When she only lifted glittering, angry eyes to him, he continued, "I don't mind if he's holding you now. Go ahead and lean on his shoulder for a while. But it's me you'll be thinking about, and it's me you'll be remembering." She snatched her hand out of his and stepped back, hoping to diminish the heat ricocheting between their bodies. "Your so-called love won't feel this time around because there's never going to be another chance for us. Never." She turned and walked out of the restaurant without looking back. And that's it.
Wow. Whew. It was, like, dramatic. That is wonderful, Faith. I mean, it definitely held my attention just listening to it. I'm, like, picturing the scene like it's a movie.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's just
and
the pace
so,
of the emotional roller ride, emotional roller coaster that people go on when they read this book.
That's wonderful. And so real quick, I just want to state, if you're listening to my interview here on Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio, I'm talking with a wonderful author, novelist, poet, and playwright by the name of Faith Simone, and she just read a beautiful excerpt from her novel, When the Real Thing Comes Along. So this is a great treat to have this author, who is well on her way to complete notoriety with her work, to be reading an excerpt here on Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio. And so, Faith, please tell me, we have 3 minutes out in our show. What is next for you in terms of event or project that you're working on?
Well, the next project I'm working on is tackling a very delicate subject. And I'm about, I guess you would say, 50 pages into writing my next book. And it's a little different from When the Real Thing Comes Along in that it's more focused on women's fiction. It's about a woman who grows up with low self-esteem, and she's found herself, because of the choices she's made in the past, in a marriage
mm-hmm.
that's not working out. She doesn't have the best relationship with her biological mother, and all of a sudden her life is totally ripped apart when she uncovers so many secrets that the people around her have been keeping. So she just totally snaps and leaves everything behind to pursue the truth. And it's all about her journey. So I'm really excited about this project, and I'm hoping to release it in 2016.
That's going to be amazing. And it definitely sounds like a story that we would all want to read and devour. And Faith, I just want to ask, who is your current publisher, for those who may want to find out more about your works, whether you're the publisher or another company?
I'm actually self-published. I self-published When the Real Thing Comes Along, and I'm actually shopping around for a publisher for this next book. So the best thing to do if you want to keep up with me and all of my life shenanigans and book all of that stuff is to follow my blog, faithsimone.com. I'm always posting my latest news there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Faith, and with 1 minute out, I definitely want to thank you once again for being with me and sharing your wonderful work and your background as an author on Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio. I wish you the very best with your new book, When the Real Thing Comes Along, and your forthcoming work, and I hope that you definitely stay in touch. For those who are listening, you can find Faith Simone once again at faithsimone.com, via Facebook at author Faith Simone, and follow her on Twitter at faithsimone2011. Thank you again, Faith, and I do hope that you and I continue to keep in touch.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This was a wonderful interview, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity, and we will definitely stay in touch.
Oh, okay, that's great. You're welcome, and continued success for you, and I look forward to tweeting with you on Twitter.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I was just speaking with author Faith Simone. Thanks for joining me on Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio. And follow me at RVN Talk Radio on Twitter or do Awa Frazier, my author page on Facebook.